Hi, this is Dr. Leslie of the Dr. Leslie Show on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. With Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, we are your bridge to wholeness. Tune in for keys to healthier, happier living in body, mind, and spirit. And then hold on to your seat as Wave of Fire takes you off the chain, outside the box, and off the planet for a new experience of that which we call God. With the Holy Spirit in the driver's seat, the Dr. Leslie Show will rock your world and turn your perspectives inside out and upside down as you join with our global community of listeners. We are 70 countries and 50 states strong. So tune in on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. It's the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. Blessings and walk sacred.
WGIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
Good morning and welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show. I want to start the show today by saying this quote, which is, faith determines fate. Faith determines fate. Listeners, this is the statement that I am holding for all of us today. Faith determines fate. And this is what we're working with right now. It's all about the power of belief, the power of faith, and surrender to allowing for the showing up of that for which we are believing. Now, today we're actually going to bring on a guest, a very gifted woman from New Zealand. She's actually originally from Macedonia. You'll hear her beautiful, exotic accent. And her name is Biljana Knapp. I recorded an interview with her when recently visiting New Zealand. So I want to just go into that very, very quickly now. It's an amazing interview. Biljana is introducing how technology is making possible new things for us and how there can be products made that actually help raise our own vibrational frequency. And remember that when our frequency is raised, we are able to sustain a higher belief. We are able to sustain a higher level of faith and trust in that which we intend. So this is how there's a relationship between tools that help raise our frequency and what's showing up in our lives, because as we hone and hold our intention and hold a frequency that matches that which we intend, it comes into our lives, not magically, not miraculously, but naturally, because that's how it's set up, just like the law of gravity. Join us now with Biljana. Hi, Biljana, and welcome. I'm so glad you're joining us again today. I'd like to jump right into Wave of Fire and ask you a few questions about light language. Can you tell us what your sense is of what is happening when light language is spoken? What's happening to the physiological and the vibrational being through that light language? Do we get benefit by speaking the light language when we have that gift awaken? And do we get benefit by, well, let's just stay with that one. Do we get benefit, and what benefits are there from bringing those sounds and that specific sequence through as it opens up as a gift?
Their power of transmutation is so extreme that all of us gifted with the inner eye, you can see the changes in the person's energetical field instantly. There is the element of clearing, so all the vibrations that feel like a heavier, lower, and the person experiences them as physical symptoms, anxiety, negativity, depression, whatever it is, you can see the rising of those vibrations and clearing throughout the field.
So now this is as someone is speaking the language, so as someone speaking in that which we call speaking in tongues or speaking light language, this spiritual vibration coming through sound and language, you can actually see their field changing as they're speaking the sounds?
Absolutely. You can see that as an energetical shift, and people throughout my work, I've gathered so many testimonials, say, from people who experience that on our monthly healing nights, for instance, or during the seminars and so forth. People experience deep energetical changes when it is directed to something that they have felt like, say, everyone knows where in their body is some particular weak area, or where they experience pain or weakness or a problem of any kind. They just feel the shift and the change in that area instantly, and then the physical body follows up, so their, say, painful back or injury or digestive or fertility problem, whatever it was, simply clears, because the change has gone into the matrix, and then the physical body realigns with the new bioinformation.
So are you saying that as someone is speaking light language themselves, and is, say, if I'm speaking light language, the gift has opened for me, and I'm having a problem with my back, then I focus my attention on my back and just be an opening for the sounds towards healing of that vibrational frequency in my back to come through me. Then I speak the light language as if I'm speaking it to my own body, and it brings those changes instantly?
I believe that every person will eventually awaken this gift within themselves. And as you do that, say, personally yourself or everybody who is on the planet now evolving, will have the access to these frequencies where just by simply asking, we just simply ask our higher consciousness to redirect these frequencies exactly where they are needed. If it is a painful back, if it is a problem in a relationship, if it is self-sabotaging patterns in the system, whatever it is, the frequency will be changed immediately. My belief is that we'll be using our light language gift as a daily cleansing and realigning and creative tool. Literally, as we have a shower every day, you know, to keep the physical body clean, we will have our bioelectrical shower coming to us through the light language. Every day you can just sit within yourself and change, cleanse, like having a shower, cleansing all the vibrations that are not useful to you anymore, and attune to the vibration that you want to bring into your or our collective experience. That means we'll recreate our healthy bodies, we'll recreate our healthy relationships, we'll find where do we belong within the group, so effortlessly we keep creating an experience which is supportive of each individual and the entire human race. So it is a huge tool, amazing tool, and I'm so pleased to see that so many people are spontaneously having this gift literally awakened within them. Some of them will react to it like, oh my God, what's happening to me? Will come for advice. And once they realize that this is just themselves, their higher aspect stepping forward, they just literally align with it and their life changes.
This is so amazing. It reminds me of the scriptures that say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That we could stand in the opening to receive that gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking through tongues or light language, and actually allowing for a spiritual cleansing and a frequency recalibration that's specific to our unique situation in that moment, and make it a daily practice, just a daily house cleaning of every level of our being through that light language. This is amazing. And thank you so much, Biljana, for sharing this knowledge with us about really what's now possible on the planet in a way that has never really been so accessible before.
And the most fascinating thing, if I may add to that, is that once we are realigned like that, we truly become the instrument of the divine. We become instrument of love and light that God uses in a way which is the most highest, perfect, amazing for the creation that we are here to do. So instead of searching for spirituality elsewhere, we are literally realigning with our divine parent and bringing divine will, as we say, as it is in heaven, we are bringing it on earth.
Heaven on earth.
What's happening?
Oh, fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Thank you, Biljana. Blessings to you, and we look forward to having you with us again soon.
Thank you, Leslie. Absolute pleasure to be with everybody, to connect with the human family, whoever is open to this work at this point of time, and blessings to all.
Thank you. Hi, listeners. It's Dr. Leslie here. Yes, everyone in the room were just as surprised as you that we went straight into, yes, the wave of fire, which is embracing and bringing in for this show a conversation about angelic tongues, light language, glossolalia, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Is it for you? What does it do? This was obviously meant to be. And that we start the show with that and actually move initially into this incredible sense of miracles and magic that are happening on the planet today and allowing for the Holy Spirit's gifts to be awakening in each of us on the planet. So following that, we're going to go ahead in just a moment with the transmission through Judy Satori, which is also in light language. Just want to let you know that over the next few weeks in Wave of Fire, which we've started the show with today, in Wave of Fire, we are going to be moving further into the conversation of awakening our own gifts of the Spirit and bringing through an opportunity for each of us to be speaking our gifted tongues, the tongues of angels or light language, which is for all. So we look forward to sharing that with you soon. Let's join together while we're in that spirit and energy with this transmission through Judy Satori. Let's just receive that now.
Know that when you listen to this energy track, your mind is being stimulated and expanded so that you might move beyond known paradigms of human thought and human mind power creation and expand your mind, expand your thinking capacity into something entirely new, not known, not understood, and not even thought possible. Miko ki ise le kujeli saji sa senya. Amaka I ise le kujeli shri shanaki. Alaki se de ku da la 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 ku da da shi niya se siya. Asa sa. Asa sa. Asa sa. They say it will happen quite quickly. And all you need to do is listen. Mishiko is a lakes at a cushiony sala cojia. And then use this energy that will open within you to draw upon your life skills and abilities. And to, with this energy, to add emphasis to what you have known in the past to create a new vision for life on this planet. Every person has unique skills and abilities, and this energy will amplify and expand these unique skills and abilities. So go well. Many blessings to you from Spirit and from me, Judy. Much love to you. Amen.
Isn't that powerful? And listeners, I was feeling prompted by the Spirit as I was driving here to the station today to really reach out and join hands with you. Just imagine that we're all, as soul family, connecting right now, all 71 countries that are represented here in this listenership that are gathering with this conversation on this show, no matter when we reach it, because time is really a linear illusion in third dimensional reality. In truth and in the spirit realm, there's no such thing as linear time, and we are one joined at once. Now, I was very much prompted to make a declaration and a stand for all of us that we are stepping forward into that which is being called forward on the earth, which is to be the anointed divine co-creators, holding hand in hand with the power of that which we call God, to actually create in our world, in the material realm, that which we intend through the heart, to bring blessings and goodness to all, and to actually create a new reality here that shows up differently than it ever has before. And in that intention, I declare this radio show to be an example and a testimony to us all of the evidence of the laws that are at work here and the gifts that we have access to now, that our faith does determine our fate. And I am believing that within 3 months, this month being the second, all of the expenses of this show will be brought forward and manifest through this community in an incredible movement of a wave of love and generosity. I wanted to share and felt prompted to do so that last month I personally gave $1,000 to two schools that are in need in Masaka, Uganda, Africa. I haven't spoken much about that, but I have a true mission there in Africa, and I led the Global Women's Summit in Uganda last summer for the first time. It was their first. And there are two schools for the poor who I have joined with. And what I wanted to share with you that Spirit was prompting me was that we begin a movement of a circle when we give, so that as we give, we open up the flow to receive as well. When we give unconditionally, we are able to receive. We open up a circuit that allows to come into our lives abundance as we give to others in love to create abundance and support in other areas. So for those of you who feel called, and I have a sense right now that there are a number of you who are stepping out or have already stepped out in faith from your more conventional, traditional job and career into a calling that you've been moved to step into, whether it be healing or counseling or helping others in some way. I've got a sense that there's a number of our community who are in that place and actually walking that little, you know, taking that step of faith and going through that lack of sureness of what's going to happen next and where's my material support going to come from. And I'm speaking to you specifically as moved by Spirit to say, give. Give. And if there's a rightness in your heart now, $5, $10 to this radio show that's bringing forward this essence, give so that you can open up that circuit to receive and watch abundance start to come in through the same avenue of faith that you are stepping into, that this radio show is also an example of. Okay, we're holding hands here, folks, in faith and allowing the winds of the Holy Spirit to carry us like the wind under our wings as we've stepped off of that cliff of security in the old way and are allowing ourselves to be carried and learn to fly. That's what's happening now. Bridge Holistic Healing is the website where you can contribute if you feel drawn in your heart to keep this show alive and to be part of the demonstration of manifestation that faith determines fate. Now, let's move into that conversation with Biljana about the science and the products that are available now to help raise our frequency so that we can align and hold the same frequency of that high intention that we intend, which draws it naturally into manifestation in our lives. Let's join Biljana again now. Biljana, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Hi, Leslie, and hello, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be with you today.
Biljana and I have known each other for some time. The listeners know that I lived a long time in New Zealand, Biljana, and we met quite a number of years ago. I've actually had the blessing of watching Biljana's path unfold for a number of years as she has developed some very special products that I believe are a gift to the planet, truly. Now, first, Biljana, I want to let the listeners know a little bit about your background. I mean, you're doing something. Biljana has actually created 36 natural health products that have some unique qualities to them that I've never even heard of anyone else doing. Biljana, this may be the first time on the planet for doing some of the things that you've described to me. Is that true?
Well, I feel it's certainly timely because the entire human race is now moving into the levels of consciousness and the ways of being that we've never experienced before. So it's rightfully to say that we all need products, we all need new ways of teaching, we need to integrate the higher knowledge into our everyday lives. That's where it exactly belongs.
Okay, so in other words, it's divine timing for these products to come out with the uniqueness that they're offering. Yeah, and thank you for showing up at this perfect time. Listeners, I want to let you know about Biljana a little bit. Now, Biljana started out as a pharmacist earlier in life. Is that your past life in this life, Biljana?
Well, I must say I was very much drawn to the herbalist curriculum at the School of Pharmacy, where I've done it back in Europe. And it was very powerful knowledge. I became very skilled in the herbalism of the Mediterranean herbs, and everything that goes with the School of Medicine Department of Pharmacy was extremely helpful to become part of my conscious knowledge.
And at that time, you probably had no idea that this many years later, you were going to be creating this amazing line of products that are as unique to the planet as they are.
Well, I believe that our destiny always have got in store some surprises, and certainly I had a feeling that I have to do something that helps people. That has been my inclination always. And also integrate some levels of knowledge that always intrigued me, and that is that next bend of knowledge, that next level of knowledge. So that's how I've come into herbalism with nanotechnologies, for instance. And my path has always been to integrate the traditional, the higher, the unseen with very tangible, practical, scientific knowledge.
I just love this. And Biljana, I noticed that things are happening that way. I mean, doesn't it seem like science is now starting to understand those things that have been in the spiritual realm for so long? And when I say that, what comes to my mind is a film that I saw some time back where there was a recreation of the Ark of the Covenant exactly as it was described in the Old Testament. And that thing created this field, this electric field or energetic field that people couldn't come within a certain distance of because it would kill them, which explained a lot of things. It just seems like science is starting to show us the reason that things happen that we've always seen as spiritual.
Well, I believe in the perfectly organized universe as our divine creator has actually created everything with one wave of breath and knowledge. There is no difference. What we see as a modern science, what we understand through the spiritual practices, what comes to us through the religion, it's all connected deep down, and it is just unfolding in a way that we are finally getting it. It's all one. It's all integrated, and it is all there to enhance human experience.
How beautiful. I've never heard a concept like this spoken before, and it just blesses me as you're speaking it. Really, it's all one. It's all one. Why have we held such a separation in our minds between spirit and science, or between God's spiritual realm and the earthly material realm for so long? How come it's taken us so long to start to breach on this understanding of their oneness?
Well, I believe that the entire game of our consciousness in Earth plane was about polarity. We were experiencing and exploring the polarity concept, one versus the other.
Do you think that it opened up or is at least represented in the story of the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve ate of the apple of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Was that kind of moving into polarity consciousness?
Well, absolutely makes sense, listening through the explanations that were given in that way, to actually see that fall from unified consciousness into something that is one versus another. Imagine two polarities that work perfectly in harmony. You don't see the difference. But when they are opposing each other in our minds, looks like they are on a very different side of the scale. So was the same in my understanding between the modern science and, on the other hand, spiritual knowledge. It doesn't feel that divine creator will create one like a set of rules for one part of the world and then different set of the rules for the other part of the universe, right? Looks like it's all uniform. We are only now coming to bridge that gap. When I've arrived to New Zealand, for instance, so being a herbalist myself, naturopath and herbalist and pharmacist as well.
Now, let me just ask. So at first you were a pharmacist and then you moved into naturopathy and then became a medical herbalist as well. Is that right? Before you moved into the field that we would call vibrational medicine?
Well, I believe it all went all together because during my scientific education, which is School of Medicine, Department of Pharmacy, I was always extremely drawn to the concepts of nanotechnologies, concepts of quantum physics.
Do you mind if I just interject and ask you, what can you tell us a brief explanation of what nanotechnologies is?
I love that question. Do we have like an all night?
In like three words, can you define nanotechnology?
Certainly. That is the way of a vibrational application on the subatomic level. So the tiniest particle that we still see as a particle, but they are actually like a waves of energies, can be arranged in a very particular way to create certain effect. Like, for instance, if you have in the body a particular substance which is the same atoms and, say, configuration of a particular molecule, but if there is a change or shift in the ways how that subatomic level behaves within that molecule, there will be different effect on the outside, including how it affects the human body. So through nanotechnologies, we can certainly go in a way into the matrix, into the bioinformational matrix of that's how nature science products are also created.
This is awesome. I've been telling the listeners for some time about how the physical body is actually built upon an energetic matrix. Now, with nanotechnology, are you saying that you're just very directly then reconstructing that energetic matrix that the physical is built upon?
Let's compare the body for a moment with the computer, because we all understand about it.
Speak for yourself, Bojana. My husband's a computer programmer. Without him, I'm a bit lost in that field.
Well, simply because we all, whether we love them or not, we use computers. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Reluctantly sometimes, but yes.
Became part of our life. But all I'm trying to actually use that comparison for is that computer technology is based on information. So everything that we can see on the screen, everything that we can do with the computers is based on the binary system of one and zero.
What does binary mean?
Binary means like just two digits, like one and zero in various combinations, in millions and billions of combinations. And then like my name and yours, if it is written in the binary code, will be 11100001011. That will be the letter L. Like, you know, for.
Oh, so this is almost like a scientific breakdown of the letter. To mathematics.
Yeah, to mathematics. That's how the information flows through the computer. So our bodies are not much different. So think about if you have a Mac computer or if you have, what is the other one, PC, then if you have a disk which is containing bioinformation that can be programmed on that computer, they must be compatible. Right? So that disk and that computer must be on the same, they can read each other. Right? So if you put it in the other computer, it won't work because they can't read. In the same fashion, everything that in the human body is used as a food that we ingest, that we smell, that we put on our bodies, that travels seemingly through our skin or whatnot, field to field, they create effect. That is the energetical effect. And anything that we put in our body which is compatible with us creates the positive difference, makes you healthy, keeps you healthy. Anything which is incompatible can literally kind of make the system go crazy.
And is this like getting a virus in the computer?
Oh, yes, exactly like that. Although we have been using various products filled with chemicals and this and that because they are not compatible, they create mess to our bioinformational system. For instance, immune system gets confused, the biochemical pathways in the body gets confused. What am I doing with these chemicals? I'm not equipped to read them or to do something positive with them. That's why the health is now moving into the realm of nanotechnology.
This is fascinating. Listeners, what I'm hearing from Biljana Knapp today is that actually we've been, as we've been eating the way we've been eating and inhaling whatever toxins and bringing things that aren't healthy into our bodies, we've actually been messing around with our own nanotechnology, right? And our subatomic particles are actually being polluted, it sounds, and brought into disarray. It sounds also like God, that which we call God, the creator, our essence, infinite divinity, was the first computer programmer. It sounds like when we've been set up like computers ourselves. This is fascinating. Listeners, just stay tuned. We're going to take a break for just a moment and come back to Biljana Knapp of New Zealand to learn more about nanotechnology and new ways that are available today to help support that energetic matrix that our physical body is built upon and bring ourselves into higher order again. Oh, Biljana, thank you for the gift. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Leslie, reminding you that this show is an expression of oneness in every way. The financial support of it is purely from the contributions of you, the listeners, who receive its gifts and your inspired, spirit-led ideas for financial support of it. Last month, listeners' gifts reached 2/3 of the needed costs. This was the first full month that we were standing in the oneness financial support consciousness that we are now in and the structure. This month I stand in gratitude and allowance for complete and abundant financial support of this show in ease, joy, and glory. And may it be a testimony to you in your own life and the energy of that flow move in and through your own life as well as this radio show itself leads the way for that. I want to thank you for your contributions. Thank you for following your heart every moment. Thank you for acting on your inner guidance if you're prompted to continue this show by your monetary gift, or by shopping on our online oneness shop, or by advertising with us on the show. You can do all three of these things by going to www.bridgeholistichealing.com. And yes, I did say that there's a oneness shop that is opening up in the next week of this show. And on the shop, we will be making available these amazing nanotechnology-based products that our guest today, Biljana Knapp, is explaining to us about. These products that are a breakthrough technology to actually help raise our own frequency and cause us to be manifesting the lives that we intend while we're manifesting higher health, higher happiness, and higher wholeness through our mind, our body, and our spirit. Thank you, and let's stand together in gratitude and absolute faith for all that we intend in goodness and through the heart in our lives. Blessings. And welcome back. You're with the Dr. Leslie Show, Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, your bridge to wholeness. WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. Listeners, back with Biljana Knapp, who has just helped us understand how God was the first computer programmer and nanotechnology is actually now available to help bring us back into more or less the way we were meant to be. Is that right, Biljana? I mean, I feel like as beings, like computers, we've gotten a bunch of viruses and we need some defragging and cleaning up. So tell us how this nanotechnology worked itself into the products that you've developed.
Well, I have to tell you a little story there. Being passionate about my work, and when I arrived to New Zealand, I literally felt like a kid in a lolly shop, you know, being a herbalist.
Americans, that means a kid in a candy shop.
All right. right, yes, thank you, in the candy shop. But the feeling was, honestly, when I've came across the flora, the plants, the flowers of New Zealand, I was amazed, absolutely amazed. Because these are unique, and you've probably heard that what is found on New Zealand is not found anywhere else in the world, and this and that. So there are plenty of endemic plants.
Wait, and what's an endemic plant?
Endemic being like a local that grows only in that area.
Okay, so there's special plants with qualities that are available nowhere else that are only grown in New Zealand.
Absolutely.
Amazing. And you came here, I just wanted to clarify, you came here from Europe, and so this was a new adventure for you, coming to this land just like when I came from America, and you discovered these plants that were new to you, is that right?
Absolutely new, and because I continued my healing practice and, you know, knowledge of the Mediterranean herbs that were my passion and so forth. So now you're in the new environment, and I've done full diploma in naturopathy and medical herbalism. And what unfolded in front of my eyes, what I was able to use with clients, was just incredible. So we are.
How did the herbs, or in America we say herbs, how did the herbs here compare to those Mediterranean herbs that you'd worked with before? It sounds like you found some difference.
Well, now we come to the bioinformation and nanotechnology.
Wait, can I just repeat those words? Bioinformation and nanotechnology. Yes, we're with you.
Yeah, because the way we've been using plants, this is not only the types of plants. They're always used for the population around that area, and they show the best medical qualities. But the way of using, so how with the higher knowing, they came to be utilized for their bioinformational value rather than just the concentration. So I'll explain that a little bit.
Okay, they got known for their bioinformational value instead of just the concentration. Okay.
Well, in a way, plants are having the intelligent patterns. They're like a programming for your computer. If anything went wrong, and if you replace that old program with the new program, your lungs, your digestive system is going to get the bioinformation and correct its work. So it is like, instead of sending the mail to the cell via Pony Express, slowly you digest it, swallow the medicine, and it goes through your blood and comes to the cell. Now we can literally send an email to the cell. It like a works through its own energy field, so the cell just improves in its quality and in its work.
So this is fascinating. So you're saying that instead of going the slow route of reaching the cell in the body, we're actually able to access information to the cell like an email. It's like instantaneous with this nanotechnology. Is that correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what is the best part of it is you don't have to utilize the huge amounts of plant, only the little part that the plant offers, and then you can transcribe it. This is nanotechnologies in how our products are made. You can use this plant information in a very small concentration, and they are going, in the way how they are prepared, they are going to create extreme effect on the body. I'll tell you a little story there. When I moved to New Zealand and we started working in a way, one day you are in the laboratory, next day you are in the field, in the forest, and we connected with the Maori Tohungas, the keepers, the guardians of this knowledge, of this land.
Okay, let me explain that the Maori is the indigenous race of New Zealand, and the people who were living here long before the Pākehā, or Europeans actually discovered this land, kind of like the Native American Indians who were, and we call them Indians because were originally, Christopher Columbus thought he was in India. Sorry, Chris. Oops. Anyway, the Maoris were here, and you're saying about the technology connecting with their lineage in some way? They've been using these herbs. Did you actually tap into some of their own traditions or their use of herbs?
You can only be accepted and recognized when you come from your heart and you're open and you kind of mix the energies, you're accepted into that knowledge, and in the lineages open up to actually share the knowledge. And that was really the fascinating point of difference, because one moment I would be creating something which is to help person's health in this way or that way, and then we connect with the nature itself, the plants talk to you, shall I say that? Speak to you. You can actually literally connect on that level.
Now, wait. Come on. Biljana, really, let us know how in the world these plants are talking to you. How are you picking up on the communication from the plants?
Well, go back to the old shamanistic ways, you know, how people were always using plants. And
By the way, shamanism is an indigenous form of healing, an ancient healing method. Is that what you would call it?
Well, I wouldn't actually even be able to fully describe or define shamanism, but just to put a thought form where people do understand that some level of knowledge was delivered without being able to do scientific experiment in the lab and find which plant is containing what in order to be, you know, able to utilize that plant. So at those times, people need to go into something which is like a meditative state, and I can certainly very scientifically explain this to you. The brain, which normally will be in the alpha or beta rhythm. You literally go into the state which is theta, delta, and higher rhythms of the brain. When you are in this state, you can literally connect with the energy of anything around you, including plants. That's why I'm saying talking to the plants. You can do this, you know, when people communicate like that during the hypnotic trance or during the, healing which is happening and so forth.
Okay, so you're talking about actually heightening our awareness quite drastically by bringing the brain and the mind into a certain state, a state of higher awareness, would you say? Okay, lovely. And then you're able to kind of receive energetic information around the plants. Is this from the bioelectric field of the plants, or what some would call the aura? Is this the energy field of the plant that you are then energetically connecting with and able to read or hear, you know, pick up on the information that it's holding?
Well, it's literally the totality of the plant, like its entire own intelligence. Anything that lives and exists on this plane has got its own, let's call it like a body elemental, like a format of that particular, or essence, let's call it, maybe that's a better word, essence in itself. And we are all aware of that. You know, a person can walk in the room and you all of a sudden feel, you don't feel right, something, you're reading something within their field, and that person hasn't even spoken a word yet.
Right, right. Yeah, we pick up a gut instinct about someone. It's just our feeling if we're tuned in, right? And you're just saying you can bring your mind to a certain state where it's even more perceptive, huh?
Well, basically, bringing yourself in alignment with the essence of anything and everything around you, and obviously heightening it. And this comes as, possibly years of tuning in and being able to work on that level. But my path has always been to connect on that level, and also through the scientific work. That's why I'm saying one moment you're in the lab creating a specific formulation, and the next minute you're in the field, and say, for instance, the Tohungas will take us into the forest where you really, through the prayer, you need to enter the forest. You're asking permission from the spirit of that forest to walk in. So it's an absolute higher intelligence. The moment we have developed these technologies that are nanotechnologies that are not harming the plant, we were given like the blessing of the spirit of Aotearoa to take these products further. Because if you do that, benefit from it, it's win-win, and you don't have to harm or destroy the plant.
Oh, this is amazing. So in other words, just for the listeners who may be having a bit of a challenge following, Aotearoa is a word for New Zealand, and Biljana is talking about actually aligning with the essence of the land itself and the forest itself and getting cooperative support from nature. Is that what you're saying, Biljana?
Well, I'm basically saying we're utilizing the traditional ways of old and, you know, natural healers or herbalists around the world and the new modern ways, because we are modern people. We have a modern mind. My education is in pharmacy with the laboratory and the, tube.
The laboratory and the test tube. From the laboratory to the forest, Biljana. Thank you for showing us how to bridge between one world and another in that way and bringing together science, spirit, and matter. It's amazing the work that you're doing, Biljana. I can't wait to come back after the break. Listeners, we're going to hear a bit more about actually how this technology and bridging the old with the new, bringing in ancient knowledge with modern science to bring us tools and gifts that we've never had access to before. Can't wait to hear about it. We're going to hear about these 36 natural health products right after the break.
Hi.
Hi, listeners. This is Dr. Leslie. This is a paid-for advertisement, so we're stepping into something new here. I felt guided and following your own suggestions, okay? So this is Dr. Leslie speaking to let you know that I am a portal, and that which we call God speaks through me with divine knowledge and guidance. I've acted as such for my dear friend Judy Satori, as well as others, for many years. Now, this is an invitation to contact me if you feel to receive such assistance in your own life. I offer spiritual attunement sessions that can be life-changing. These sessions are offered remotely by phone or by Skype. And on the phone with us now, live from Paris, France, is a recent client of mine, one of our listeners, who came to me through the website. And Charlotte, we welcome you. Thank you for being on the phone and sharing with us a little bit about your experience with your spiritual attunement session. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Dr. Leslie. I'm so happy and excited to be on the show today.
You know, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. Charlotte, I just appreciate your willingness to share your personal testimony about the work that I do to the other listeners, because there may be some that feel called. Would you mind just sharing briefly what your experience has been from the spiritual attunement session that we had by Skype?
Yes, I'd love to. The session for me was like really amazing, because I'm thinking that you have a way to bring through spirit from your heart with so much love and so much serenity, and there's even humor. And during the session, I think I became very emotional because I sort of felt my heart was expanding, and it was like being cradled in a sea of unconditional love. And all my questions that I've been asking since I've been a child, they seem to become clear, and I had hope, and I could feel I could take the next step. And since I've been listening to the recordings quite a few times, and the feeling is really wonderful.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I'm so blessed that it's been giving you gifts ongoing like that. And so, listeners, so you understand that when I do give a spiritual attunement session, I record the session and then send that session to you so that you can listen to it more in the future. And as I opened myself up to be that bridge between heaven and earth, and really to open myself up to divine knowledge and guidance for Charlotte, there were specific questions that she was asking that answers came through for. Isn't that right, Charlotte?
That's right, yes. I had quite a few questions, and my answers are coming more and more. And then afterwards from the session, I had other experiences. And I think that is really in relation to your work.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, and I wanted to highlight that because I believe you, Charlotte, by the way, I'm sharing with the listener, Charlotte does a healing method herself. And Charlotte, you noticed that there were some shifts in your own gifts and your abilities to facilitate to others. Is that right?
Well, the energy was very different, and it was much denser, and it was very playful. And it was about the first time I had it. After the session, a couple of days later, I had a distant healing session, and it's the first time that's happened. I started to get images, a lot of images, and I use a sort of hologram when I work, and I couldn't keep my hands in the hologram, and the images got very, very big indeed, and it was a very beautiful experience for me.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. So you're getting images. It's, in other words, your own portal for divine knowledge opened up further after the mm-hmm. session. So, you know, somehow spirit is using us to help one another become more open. And we as healers can even assist other healers to open up more clearly to that divine alignment and that divine knowledge so that they can help others. This is how we work as community to heal the planet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful sensation.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlotte, for sharing. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to let the listeners know that usually the session involves direct, channeled or portaled information from the divinity about your life, about questions that you have about your path now or the past. And also there are practical, tangible steps. And Charlotte, there were some practical guidance that came through with kind of a homework assignment for you, wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I found afterwards that to listen to the recordings helped an awful lot, because you're in an emotional state when you're doing the session, and afterwards you can stand back and you can really listen to what you were saying.
Yes. And I want to say that I was also moved so much emotionally. And you know, when spirit comes through like that, often we're both in tears, aren't we? And you know, it was just such a beautiful, you know, heart opening experience. And it was my blessing and gift to be a part of that and a facilitator. Thank you, Charlotte, for sharing. Listeners, if you feel a rightness to have your own spiritual attunement session for more clarity, wholeness, and awakening of your own gifts, including if you feel awakening your own light language or speaking the tongues of angels is for you at this time, contact me through bridgeholistichealing.com. You'll see where to contact me there, and we can book a session for you. Okay, thank you, and blessings. Leslie's show, Your Bridge to Wholeness in Body, Mind, and Spirit. We're here with Biljana Knapp, previous pharmacist, naturopath, medical herbalist, and now vibrational medicine expert who's working nanotechnology into natural health systems products to give us new results that we've never had available before. Biljana, how does this show up in the products? What differences can people expect when they're actually using these products? What do they expect to see in their bodies?
Well, best explained is if I give you a vague idea of one of the products, for instance, superfood.
Superfood, is that something that you eat?
Definitely, and it's very nice and very sweet.
I wasn't sure if it was food through the skin or...
Now, this one definitely goes through, but let me explain actually, because all of the products are developed to cover a particular issue. Like as a naturopath, I would hear time and time again people having low energy. Whether they are very young, older, middle-aged, whatever it is, it looks like an epidemic out there. People suffer fatigue, low energy.
Like, and chronic fatigue syndrome. So lots of people are just feeling like they're a bit depleted energetically now?
I wouldn't even put it as a syndrome as such. It is simply an acceptance of health, not on a level of super health. We want to see it as a super health. People define it, if nothing is hurting me, I'm fine. But we want to say only when everything in the body is working perfectly to the absolute level of energy that allows you to do everything you want to do in your day, then you're at the level of proper health.
So you're raising the bar on what people should expect from their bodies and their energy levels.
Amazingly, yes. Very, very high. We all must live that bar in the expectation of our bodies and start honoring the ways how our bodies work so we can have the maximum benefit from being alive rather than going through life with all sorts of problems and low energy.
This is amazing. So I'm hearing Biljana say it's not good enough to just to not be in pain or having a disease that's active at the moment, but actually anticipating that we should be living at the highest level that we've been divinely created to have, that every part of us is expressing itself fully. So how do we get that? How do we access better health through these products?
So no compromise about that, and no compromising, that is the goal. Our company has got actually, and my life work actually has got three main goals: to help everybody achieve super health, super life, and super science or super knowledge.
Super health, super life, and super science or super knowledge. That's inspiring just to hear.
So let's trace again this superfood. Once I was hearing that low energy, low energy, low energy, then okay, let's explore what needs to happen for these people. So what first came was that too many people live their lives basically on the adrenals. Like they are do not maintaining their body bank account very well. Like if it is your normal bank account, you must put deposit, then you can spend. But people do not put energetically deposits through good food and nourishment and rest and whatnot in their bodies, and they keep spending, spending, spending. So they're literally borrowing money. That is where adrenals kick in and give you some borrowed energy, borrowed money, and you keep spending.
And let me just ask you this while you're touching on that, Billion. And the question comes to my mind. So you're talking about people living on their adrenals or kind of adrenaline, like artificial energy, or going into energetic debt. How does caffeine play into that? Does caffeine kick in the adrenals, or how do we get that energy from the coffee and the tea?
That is exactly the point where caffeine came handy to actually keep supporting that pattern, the unhealthy pattern, because people will go low in energy during the day, then they just get some caffeine kick, adrenals, splash some more adrenaline, and then you feel, okay, I can do this.
So is that what caffeine does? Does it kick the adrenals out? Does it kick our adrenaline into action, and that's why we feel a heightened energy for a while?
Absolutely. That is a stimulant. So if you know the background here of the how the substances work in the body, the stimulants can only be useful for a very short period of time, and the bad news is they make you tired the following day because you have to pay that debt. You know, like in the bank situation, your bank manager will ring you and say, uh-oh, you must start prepaying your debt now. So the body will not have enough energy, so people will be losing their energy in the future, like robbing you in the future.
Well, what happens for people who keep topping up 6 or 8 cups of coffee a day and they never hit that debt because they keep on getting the coffee rush?
They simply continue living in the vicious circle of their pattern of stress. So they keep becoming stressed, utilize too much of their own energy, and then their energy levels keep dropping. When caffeine stimulates the adrenaline, that pattern is reinforced and reinforced again. And what will people do when their energy goes down? Usually 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. are the peak situations where the energetics go low, and people will grab something sugary to keep the blood sugar high at that point of time, and a coffee.
Yeah, hence our tea break in New Zealand anyway, in mid-morning and mid-afternoon tea. So our energy gets low, then everybody acknowledges it, and we just get our adrenal kick through sugar or caffeine again. Is that right?
Well, that's why we have created superfood, because superfood supports you. Superfood does not support the negative pattern, supports you. And sometimes I'm jokingly saying that it's helping you to enjoy your coffee, because then you will have it only because you like it, not because you need it to keep you going through your day. So superfood is designed as a releasing of the steady sugars, that is, cellular food is a sugar. And when you're in the middle of your busy day, even if you have a lunch, you're not going to utilize those nutrients straight away. But your cells need them there and then. So when that is delivered with like a couple of pumps under the tongue, and all these beautiful low-releasing sugars get into your system, they keep the energy steady throughout the day. People report unbelievable shifts and changes in their life. All of a sudden, from grumpy, cranky, high blood pressure, this and that, everything that adrenaline brings, they're on this like a steady, floaty, level of energetics. Apart from the immediate sugar release from the good plants like agave nectar, or we use for the solid superfood the sap from the palm trees. So you will have a situation where the nutrition to the cells comes from the beautiful plants. That is the superior nutrition. And we've been using often plants just for healing properties, but they support the body nutritionally. And when they are given in those minute concentrations in a specific blend and nanotechnologies again, they will support the body throughout the day. Your energy level will be steady, floaty, and your body is not going to go into debt.
I can't wait to try it. I can't wait to try it. So, listeners, thank you for joining with us today with Biljana Knapp. This is amazing. She's using nanotechnology to bring through what's called super health, super life, super science or knowledge is the theme of her company.
And Biljana, you've told us all about this superfood, and you also have products for the skin. You've got 36 different products that are using this nanotechnology to support our vitality and reach into the cells in a new and different way, isn't it? So thank you so much for sharing with us. We're all dying to know how to get these products. So Biljana has given me her, somewhere I've got your website. Here we go. Is this where the products can be gotten on Nature Science? So www.naturescience, and I'm going to spell that because there's two S's, N-A-T-U-R-E-S, science, okay, .co.nz, or N-Z for those in New Zealand. Okay, www.naturescience.co.nz to access more information about Biljana and Nature Science Natural Health Systems and these amazing products using nanotechnology. Biljana, thank you so much for being with us today. Just in a moment, can you tell us generally what you feel like the ultimate outcome is of these products combined on the body, mind, and spirit?
Well, it's not only about feeding the cell. It's not only about replenishing something that is missing, but bringing the perfect balance, like to the person who is in a stress. If you do not work on their mind with this specific bioinformation, there is a calming effect from the plants on the mind, on the stress levels, on the thought form, on the emotional system. Very similar how the back remedies, for instance, work. So when you combine all that in the unique product, everything which is in that bottle works for you. There is not only one active ingredient. So you are going to really work with the enhancing every level of the human existence.
This is awesome. So what I'm hearing has to do with increased energy levels, moving back into divine function all the way down to a cellular and subatomic particle level, okay? And not only having increased energy, but increased balance, which brings the calmness instead of the hype, isn't it, with that energy. Biljana, amazing what you're doing. Thank you so much for the gifts you're bringing to the world. Thank you for being with us today. And we can't wait to access you on www.naturescience.co.nz. Thank you, Biljana.
Blessings, Leslie. Blessings to everyone who was listening to us today, and it was a really pleasure to share this knowledge.
Blessings. Thank you. And listeners, as of last night in my conversations with Biljana Knapp, she has agreed to be a sponsor with our program here. So if you want to access those products, go to our show website, which is www.bridgeholistichealing.com, and you will be able to access the products from our website and also be able to support this show in the ongoing continuation of the Dr. Leslie Show for you when you purchase through the website. So we'll see you there on www.bridgeholistichealing.com. Join us next week on Zen Entrepreneurship with Rizwan Virk, who wrote the book Walking the Path of the Career Warrior. See you next week. Blessings and walk sacred.
Hi, this is Dr. Leslie of the Dr. Leslie Show on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. With Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, we are your bridge to wholeness. Tune in for keys to healthier, happier living in body, mind, and spirit. And then hold on to your seat as Wave of Fire takes you off the chain, outside the box, and off the planet for a new experience of that which we call God. With the Holy Spirit in the driver's seat, the Dr. Leslie Show will rock your world and turn your perspectives inside out and upside down as you join with our global community of listeners. We are 70 countries and 50 states strong. So tune in on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. It's the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. Blessings and walk sacred.